Yes, Gato Barbieri, welcome to A Jazz World for this Wednesday afternoon. It is Fiery Best, Gato, 1973, the album Chapter 1, Latin America. And that was the medley from Side 2. And I'll try not to butcher this long introduction. La China, Leoncia, Arreo, La Correntina, Trajo entre la muchachada, La Flor de la Juventud. And there we go. So Gato and lots of friends recorded in Buenos Aires, 1972-73, released on Impulse. And just played a taste of that a couple weeks ago and had to hear the whole thing this afternoon. Welcome to A Jazz World, as I say. This is your community radio station. Yes, your station. And I want to send out a big thank you to all the people that supported us during our recently concluded membership drive. Remember, though, if you made a pledge is a promise, and we're counting on you to make good with that promise and pay your membership, become a member, support community radio. If you didn't have a chance, you can always call us, 503-231-8032. We'll send you a free sample of our May program guide that's coming out. It should be in the mail any day now. And those of you who are members will get a copy so you can find out about all the wonderful programs available for you right here at 90.7 FM. Okay, we're going to stay in the 1970s for a little while. Some reissues and a new issue of a concert live in Germany. So first, let's get on with Archie Shepp, title track from the album Cry of My People. Large ensemble doing the work of Cal Massey. He is the arranger and composer of most of the pieces here. And then a recording of a live concert that Rahsaan Roland Kirk did in Germany in 1972 and just issued on the Hyena label. So let's go with Archie Shepp and then Roland Kirk, and we'll see where that takes us. You can always call with requests. I'm here at 503-231-8187. Rassan Roland Kirk recorded at the Funk House in Hamburg, Germany, 1972. And that was Seasons Serenade to a Cuckoo. Rassan, of course, on the flute, Ron Burton piano, Henry Pete Pearson on bass, Richie Goldberg drums, and Joe Habau Texidor on percussion. The name of the album, Brother Man in the Fatherland, on the Hyena label, just released recently, and of course recorded way back. Also from back in the 70s and just reissued on Impulse is Archie Shepp and a large ensemble, the album called Cry of My People, and we heard the title track off of that one. All this is coming your way on A Jazz World. My name is David, your host here every other Wednesday afternoon, and hope you stick with us and enjoy the program. Got about another hour of music coming your way. And remember, this is, yes, your radio station. It stays your station because you have supported it. And I thank you once again for your generous contributions during our recently concluded membership drive. It is nigh on 4 o'clock, and this is KBOO Portland, 90.7 on the FM band. We're also heard at 91.9 in Hood River, Dalles and the Gorge, and 100.7 FM in the Corvallis and Albany area. Wherever you may be, hope you're enjoying the program. Maybe you're tuned in far away at www.kboo.fm. And if you have friends in far-flung places and you'd like them to hear this radio station, well, drop them an email and tell them to check us out online because we are streaming on the web. Okay, coming up on the KBOO News at 5 o'clock, the Nursing Home Resident Safety Act campaign kicked off yesterday, calling for more nursing aides and better quality of patient care. We'll have a live interview with the executive director of Oregon Tradeswomen, an organization that trains women in the construction fields. And presidential deputy chief of staff Karl Rove has testified again before a grand jury today. Of course, also, highfalutin Jim Tower and his commentary, and independent native news, all starting this evening at 5 o'clock on the KBOO Evening News. Stick around for the news that you will not get anywhere else right here at KBOO at 5. Okay, more music coming your way from to now and then. Some old stuff, some new stuff. And if there's something in particular you'd like to hear, the phone number to call is 503-231-8187. We've been in the 70s for the first half hour. We're going to go back a few years to the late 1950s, a duet between guitarist Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane. Here they go. Thank you. Hallelujah. You tuned to A Jazz World on KBOO, Community Radio Portland. And as a couple callers guessed, that is a John Coltrane composition, Africa, but not performed by Mr. Coltrane. That's from a brand new album by the San Francisco Jazz Collective. This is their second LP. On their first album, they did a lot of the work of Ornette Coleman. On this album, quite a bit of the compositions, quite a number of them are by John Coltrane. Some are by members of the band, and the band includes Bobby Hutcherson, Bay Area resident who's been performing for many, many years on vibes and marimba, Joshua Redman, the artistic director of the group on saxophones, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Miguel Zinon on alto sax and flute, Isaac Smith on the trombone, Renee Rosnes on piano, Matt Penman on the bass, and Eric Harland on drums. Gil Goldstein is their arranger for the Coltrane compositions and consulted on some of the originals. This is the second album on Nonesuch by the San Francisco Jazz Collective. Before that, we heard from Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane from an album they put out back in late 1950s on Prestige. It's been reissued on CD recently, and we heard the duets called Why Was I Born? And yes, all this is coming your way on your community radio station. And remember, we're only able to exist because of your generous contributions. So please be good to us and pay those pledges that you made. Another musician who has been around for many, many years, Andrew Hill, performed and composed throughout the 60s, 50s, 60s, and is still performing today. He's got a brand new album out entitled Timelines. And we're going to hear the song entitled For Emilio. Andrew Hill, of course, on the piano. Greg Tardy is performing on the bass clarinet on this particular track. Charles Tolliver, the trumpeter. John Herbert, bass. And Eric McPherson on drums. Here they go with For Emilio. music from Andrew Hill. The album is Timelines, and we heard For Emilio. Andrew Hill on the piano, Greg Tardy on the bass clarinet, Charles Tolliver trumpet, John Herbert on bass, and open it back up, and the drummer is Eric McPherson. It's just about 4:30 right here on Community Radio, KBOO Portland. And we're wrapping up Jazz on a Wednesday. Nick Geffro started things off and played some beautiful music through the afternoon. And my name is David, and I'm rounding things off. Join us every Wednesday for Jazz from noon till 5. Some of the best jazz you will find anywhere in the nation. Glad you made KBOO your choice here this afternoon. And as you're looking for live music options around the Portland area, let me alert you to some things coming your way. Tonight at the Abu Karim restaurant, it's the Portland Jazz Singers. The Aura restaurant and lounge has the Chris Gabriel Group. Benson Hotel features Neil Mason's trio. Ron Hughes at the Bethany Village Grill. And the Hilton Hotel, of course, at Alexander's Lounge has the Ron Steen jam session tonight. And there's another jam at the Jack's Bar downtown this evening. Let's see, what else do we have coming up here? John Gilmore at Wilf's, Anson Wright, and then tomorrow, Thursday, Anson Wright at the Abu Karim restaurant, Bill Beach at the Benson Solo, and also Gene Ronnie Lee Witheneau doing the Benson in a different room. Dave Friesen and Clay Gilbertson at Koji's on Barber Thursday night. Patrick Lamb at Wilf's with his band, and Ron Hughes at Group Minimums out at Rock Creek. The Mitzi Zilka and the Green Dolphin Street Band at Wilf's on Friday evening. O'Connor's has the Retta Christie Trio Friday night. Hank Hirsch and his quintet at the Jack's Bar. What else do we have coming up here? Brian Ward's quartet featuring Lee Witheneau at the Benson Lobby over the weekend. And let's see, we've got at the Hilton on Saturday night, it's Ron Steen's trio featuring Mario DePriest and Jed Wilson with Dave Capteen joining them out. Sunday at the El Gaucho, J.B. Butler is performing. And next week, Tuesday, May the 2nd, Hugh Masekela is performing with his band at the Aladdin Theater. That's coming up next week on the 2nd of May. So that ought to be a lot of fun. Hasn't been to Portland in many, many a year. So check out Hugh Masekela, see what he's doing here these days. Other things to look forward to down the way. I'm looking here that that's most of the stuff. If I have neglected to mention a gig that you are aware of, give me a call. I'm down here at 503-231-8187 and be glad to announce your thing on the radio. Let's continue with the music from an album recorded back in, it was a recording of Jim Pepper's. The name of the album is Remembrance, 1994 release on the 2-2 label. We're going to hear his version of Don Cherry's song Malinya. Here we go, Jim Pepper. Thank you.
very much. Feeling Donkeys. Feeling Donkeys.
Yeah, Jim Pepper. I just want to mention a concert happening this evening. Yes, this evening at the Fez Ballroom. Wayne Horvitz, Mark O'Leary, and Dylan Vanderscheif. Mark O'Leary, guitarist out of Ireland. Of course, Wayne Horvitz, keyboardist, makes his home in Seattle. And Dylan Vanderscheif from Vancouver, Canada. And that's this evening, 7 o'clock at the Fez. I mentioned that next week, Hugh Masekela's in town. Let's go back some years to a recording he did in the mid-1970s, I Am Not Afraid, and his version of Night in Tunisia, Hugh Masekela. from the album Ode to Life. That's Don Pullen and his African-Brazilian connection. The song entitled Anastasia Pyramid, composed by flautist Carlos Ward. Don Pullen, of course, on the piano. Nilson Mott, the bass. Guillermo Franco on various percussion. And Mort Thaim on more percussion, etc. Ode to Life. Before that, we heard from Hugh Masekela, his version of Night in Tunisia from the mid-1970s album I Am Not Afraid on the Chisa Blue Thumb label. And we're winding down the program, coming up to the news at 5 o'clock. Do stick around. All that and more, many more things coming your way here at 90.7 FM. Get yourself a free, yes, free sample of our program guide by calling 503-231-8187. The May program guides are off the press, hot off the press, and ready for you. And, of course, if you're a member, you get that program guide mailed to you each and every month so as not to miss out on the specials available right here at 90.7 FM. Well, I started the program old school, and we're going back to the 1960s. Here's Art Blakey and the Messengers from the album Big Beat, one of my favorite songs, Bobby Timmons' composition Dat Dare with Bobby on the piano, Lee Morgan trumpet, Wayne Shorter sax, Jimmy Merritt bass, and, of course, Art the Master, Art Blakey on the drums. Here they go.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
What do propaganda, patriotism, juvenile delinquency, stereotypes, and smoking bans have in common? They're all topics being looked into for this month's edition of The Underground, the KBOO Youth Collective's public affairs show. The theme for this month is war and conflict, so be sure to tune in on the 26th of April at 6 p.m. And also tune in April 21st at 9 p.m. for a super awesome special version of Randomonium Ultimonium. Kids from all over the country are going to be visiting the KBOO Air Room to share their favorite music with us. And the following week, on the 28th, there's Play an Old Regular Randomonium at 11 p.m. Still kind of awesome. So mark your calendars and make sure you get your recommended daily allowance of youth.
Point your compass toward 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, one half block south of Burnside.
I'm a singing pirate, and I know the